United Way of the Big Bend Executive Director Heather Mitchell says the gratitude got underway first thing Monday morning.
So we started out our week with our agency partners, and so we delivered treats to them. Tuesday was a day that we did our thank yous to our corporate donors, people who help with things like the downtown get-downs, and so they also got special treats. Wednesday was a day that we did our loyal contributor breakfast, and so we invited those that have been investing in United Way for 10-plus years to come and have breakfast with us and just say thank you.
Mitchell says today and tomorrow will wrap up the week-long thank-a-thon.
Thursday is our leadership giving day, so all of those companies that run leadership giving campaigns, we are saying a special thank you to them. And Friday is a day where we do our sign waving, and that's an important day for staff because we are competitive. We count how many waves and honks we get. And so we're going to be on four different street corners in Tallahassee as you drive to work, and so we hope people will give us a wave or give us a little honk on their horn.
All of this seems like lighthearted fun, but Mitchell says the purpose behind it is totally serious.
We have over 40,000 people that invest in us annually in an 8-county area. That's a lot of people that invest a very hot commodity, their time, their talent, their treasure. And so as my grandmother used to say to me, if someone is going to take the time to do something nice for you or to give you something, you should take the time to tell them what it meant, what impact it had, and to say thank you.
So when you see large groups of frantically friendly people holding signs and waving at the capital city's busier intersections tomorrow morning, they're not early bird political campaigners. They're just thankful United Way folks, hoping you'll give them a return wave and a horn honk. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.